Victory in Europe. VE Day. We all know the story. But who are these people kissing and hugging and smiling and hoping? What are their stories? Who are they missing? Who will they meet? Who are they in love with? It's the 7th of May, 1945.
The first indication that people got was a series of information announcements from the government.
At 7:40 p.m. on the 7th of May came the news everyone had been waiting for.
This is the BBC Home Service. We're interrupting programmes to make the following announcement. An official announcement will be broadcast by the Prime Minister at 3 o'clock tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, the 8th of May. In view of this fact, tomorrow, Tuesday, will be treated as Victory in Europe Day.
Up and down the land, hearts leapt. Mothers thought of their sons fighting abroad, wives thought of their husbands far, far away, and started to believe they might soon return. In a little house in Enfield, North London, Corporal Tony Booth of the Tank Regiment was home on leave.
I just wanted to join the celebrations, you know, to say, thank God it's over, you know.
Tony was a professional soldier, and had been when he met his wife Gwen, back in 1942. Tony had been fighting in Germany right up to the beginning of May 1945. He wasn't expecting to be on leave for months.
And then, out of the blue, the squadron quartermaster said to me, Corporal Booth, your name's come out of the hat. You're to go on leave tomorrow.
And that's how Tony came to be back home with his family on the 7th of May, the day before VE Day. Just up the road in Barnet, another family was celebrating the news. Marguerite Patton worked in Harrods as an advisor for the Ministry of Food. Marguerite rushed back to North London, where she and daughter Judith were living with her mum.
It wasn't till I got home. I could hear Mother saying, come quickly, the radio's on. And then we sat there. And I think we both cried buckets. But what about my husband? And I can only tell you what he told me months later when he came back. At the time of the announcement of German capitulation, I was in the air.
Bob was a gunner in Bomber Command and was en route to West Africa. All Marguerite could do was pray for him, as she had done for the 4 years since they met. As Marguerite sat up with her mother on the eve of VE Day, talking about victory and worrying about the men of the family, another young woman also had a lot to think about. In her parents' home in Hayes, Middlesex, Edna Brown was laying out her wedding clothes. She was getting married the following day, the 8th of May. Edna had met her fiancé, Pat, in 1941. Edna and Pat had been together for 4 years, waiting for the right moment to get married. With Pat home on leave in May 1945, it was her mum who finally got them down the aisle. When Edna and Pat picked the 8th of May as their wedding day, they had no idea it would be so significant. Now, with rumours of victory flying around on the 7th, suddenly their plans were thrown up in the air.
By the late afternoon of the 7th, people knew the form that VE Day was going to take, that it was going to be a two-day holiday.
Would the shops be open? We had to check with the bakers. Yes, they'd be open. We checked with the florist. Yes, we'd still get our flowers.
Edna and Pat then spoke to the vicar.
He said, when am I marrying you? We said, tomorrow, Tuesday, 3 o'clock. Oh, he said, can't do that. It's going to be VE Day tomorrow. I've got a Thanksgiving service at 3. But he did eventually say, I'll marry at 2:30.
The wedding was on, just about. And as Edna went to bed the night before VE Day, across the land, people fell asleep with hope in their hearts and thoughts of the celebration to come.